Hey guys, so today is kind of a gibberish day. I kind of like this work on your manifestation, work hard, and then the next day take a little break and talk about things in a little less ordered fashion and a little more crazy, because you know what? I'm an energetic, random, spur-of-the-moment type of person. That's how I run my business a lot of the time. I make a lot of decisions spur-of-the-moment, and then I run with them right away, which can be really foolish at times. I really need to think more about the steps that go into it. As you heard from yesterday's podcast, about writing it out, about manifesting it and praying about it. But your girl doesn't always do that. As much as I wish I did, and as much as I practice doing that, I don't always do it. So I do it, but not always. Anyway, before we really dive in to this podcast and kind of like reflect back on the past couple of days and everything we've talked about, I really need to feed my cat. So let's go. Okay, so I think a big part of business is knowing and understanding your analytics. So I'm constantly looking at my Instagram analytics. I haven't yet figured out how to do my Facebook pages analytics yet, but we're getting there. I feel like an old lady when I say that I don't know how to use technology in some way, because I'm 20. I should know how to do this just naturally, right? But I feel like there's a learning curve, because every single time an app updates, they like totally change the format of it. Anyway, I got a notification that Anchor updated it so that I can see the analytics based off of Apple Podcast and Spotify, which are the two main sources that you guys are listening to me on. The third largest one being Anchor. So some of you have downloaded Anchor in order to listen to me, which is awesome. I thank you guys for that. But if it's easier for you, listen to me on the other ones as well. Because, you know, whatever is easier for you, I appreciate the sentiment. But you don't gotta do that. I believe when I last looked earlier today, I was on like 7+ places, so you could stream me from almost every podcast app that there is on the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, back to the analytics. So I thought it was really interesting. So it tells me some information about your age and sex. So anyway, why it's so important to know your analytics is because it's really important to know who you're serving right now, so that in the future you can better serve them, so that you can continue to grow. So if somebody in, say, the age group 18 to 22 years old really loves your content, then they're going to suggest it to the other 18 and 20 year olds. But if you are really focused on everybody, you can't really sell to them, if you understand. You can't sell to everybody. You have to focus on a certain type of person. So let's dive into my analytics, because it's very interesting. There's kind of like an age gap here. So 18% of you are 17 years old or younger, which, bravo, you guys, that's 18% is a good number, I feel like. That's a good percentage. there are very young entrepreneurs listening to me. I love that. So right now I'm going to tell you my actual age range. What it looks like to me is 17 to 27 years old. We're going to say 27, 28, 29 years old is up to like the oldest that are really, really interested in listening to me. And then around 28 to 34, there's just like this weird gap. What's going on with you guys? Are you guys just like, oh, I'm killing it? And then 12%. Oh no, 31%. I believe this is the biggest percentage of the ages. The 35-year-olds and the 4 to 44-year-olds are at 31%. Are you guys just hitting a midlife crisis and you're just like creating your candle businesses and are like, I need to know how to run this business? So let's listen to Alex, who is 20 years old. I don't know why that's so funny to me. I hope this is genuinely funny to you guys too. Because, or if, like, you understand where I'm coming from. I hope you guys get a kick out of this. So let's get back to it. So 25% of my listeners are 18 to 22 years of age. And then, so I feel like, yeah, that's a pretty good number. I feel like that makes sense because you guys are like in college, you're just starting to figure out what you want to do. 12% is 23 to 27. Okay, maybe you guys are figuring this stuff out. You know, you're starting to graduate from college, you're starting to really get into business. And then less than 1% of you are 28 to 34 years old. That's like one person. So there's probably like a random 30-year-old that's like, oh, I'm listening to this, I like it. And then, like I said, 31% are 35 to 44 years of age. I mean, hey, sometimes we just need to refresh, right? And then 12% are 45 to 59. Maybe that's because you're feeling old. You're like, man, I need to get with these times. And then I'm pretty sure I know who this analytic is. I'm pretty sure this less than 1%, this one person listening who is 60 years old or older. We're not gonna specify an age there. I'm pretty sure that's my Aunt Sylvia. She's listening to me. 68% of you are female. Honestly, not surprised there. I actually really expected a high percentage to be female. I state every single day my goal is for young female entrepreneurs, so that makes a lot of sense to me. But I was kind of shocked because 25% of you are male. That's also a pretty big percentage because compared to the 7% that are not stated or non-binary. 6% are not stated, less than 1%. Are non-binary. That means I have one person. I probably have one person that is non-binary, which is cool. Thank you for listening. That is awesome. I love that I have a variety of people listening to my podcast. Does this make me a nerd for looking at this? I think analytics are important, and I know I'm joking about like the midlife crisis, starting your own candle business. Especially since I know a lot of people my age starting candle businesses, which nothing against candle businesses, nothing against middle-aged women, but it makes sense, right? It makes sense, okay? Honestly, I like to joke constantly that I'm in a quarter life crisis because I'm constantly freaking out about life and I'm constantly needing to change something up. I'm constantly like not happy with where I'm at. I'm constantly trying to do the next best thing. I'm trying to constantly be more positive, more this, more that. And again, guys, don't take me seriously. I'm not this negative, okay? But I do always joke that I'm in a quarter life crisis. So to you midlife crisis women who are starting your candle business, you're selling your Scentsy's, you're selling your It Works, I believe in you. You can do this. Bravo, okay? You know what? It's a lot of work to do a business. You've got this. Anyway, this is like so off track of what I was gonna do. I was gonna go talk about, we were gonna do a little recap on the past few days. I know I did my life update on the actual day 3, and now this is supposed to be the day 4/day 5, but you know what? We're moving that up a day. That we're just chugging along here. So on day 1, I kind of included the welcome. And the welcome in my book is just talking about what you can expect from the book. I talk about how this is a guideline, how if you are not religious, of course, you don't have to pray, but definitely feel free to turn the prayer into another form of manifestation. And you know, I do believe as a Christian woman that praying is a form of manifestation. You are, whether it's in your head or out loud or in private, saying what you want and need and expressing your thankfulness for what you have already received as well. So real quick, I just want to read day 1's prayer because I feel like so far this is the best prayer that I have written, and I really like this one. So thank you, God, for giving me this day and this faith. Thank you for my work and my career and for providing for me. Allow me to work for you and with your love and joy. Allow me to succeed in all I do today and in the future. Allow me to receive your gifts with joy and to identify when I am receiving them and when I am receiving. Allow me to give and receive love and joy in my work today and in the future. In your holy name, amen. I really like that because it's really focused on giving to others, giving to God. And while like understanding that there's a part of like enjoying your work that does benefit you as well, which is like the whole receiving part of manifestation and work, is that feeling of joy that comes from work. And so for day 2, I want to read the work and receive because I feel like this one focuses a lot on yourself, on acceptance. And so sometimes I feel like we have in our society and in a lot of societies, we struggle with focusing on ourselves and balancing out that me aspect versus that for others aspect. And I think that having one day where we focus on doing stuff for others and loving our work, even if we don't, and then coming to a day where we really do focus on ourselves and improving ourselves and accepting ourselves and loving ourselves despite our mistakes, and also realizing that there is good in us, that we can improve, that, you know, we're not as bad as we seem as well. And I mean, it wasn't that in depth, but that's really like what I want you guys to feel from this, from day two, is this feeling of self-love, self-acceptance, and also being aware of yourself too. I think that we're so hyper aware of the world around us, and we kind of forget to be aware of who we are and the things that we do, the mistakes we make, and the great things that we do as well. And again, this is like going a little more into depth, which is why I wanted to do a little reflection on the past couple of days, because I feel like there is so much information in these pages. And of course, I just want to add more and more to them. But at the same time, I want to keep them kind of just simple and one page type of things so that you can move on to the next thing. And so that you don't have to be so anxious about each individual thing. You can kind of just have 10 minutes to yourself to think about these things. Take a deep breath, relax, have a positive moment with yourself, and move on with your day. So right now I'm gonna read the work and receive of day two, which I believe is pretty important. Whew. It is important for us to come to terms with past and present mistakes, sins, or imperfections in order to become more positive and fulfilled people. Today, reflect on your past and present self. Focus on how you can become an overall better person and jot down a few ways you can do this. Maybe you need to focus more on balancing your life. Less play, more work. More play, less work. More me time. Perhaps you can have some extra time alone to simply meditate and be silent. Perhaps read more, read your Bible, or spend more time manifesting and or praying. Becoming self-aware is so important, but stay positive and attentive during this time. This self-awareness is meant to lift you up. Don't let yourself or another being bring you down in this time of self-reflection. If you feel yourself feeling down, remind yourself that you are loved, you are beautiful, and you are worthy. Try repeating positive and empowering words to yourself. You have to do the dirty work in order to receive a more peaceful, positive, and balanced life. Which is really interesting that I wrote that out, because I actually wrote that out right before having a conversation with a good friend of mine about how this person has a lack of a balance, or there's something negative within them that is taking away from that balance in their lives of peacefulness. And I think that that's really important, because I think we all struggle with a lot of things, and that struggle can be overwhelming. That overwhelming feeling can distract us from, first of all, our best selves, and also our most peaceful selves, our most peaceful moments, or moments that could be peaceful, and instead we turn them into these anxiety-ridden moments. So it's really good to really think about that as well. And also, in case you were wondering, I don't know if this stood out to you as much as it stood out to me, but I said, this self-awareness is meant to lift you up. Don't let yourself or another being bring you down in this time of self-reflection. When I say being, so first of all, that sentence itself is pretty powerful. I think we do need to stay positive when we reflect on ourselves. Reflection shouldn't be something that is meant to demean us. It's meant to help us be better people. And I think we all need to do it. But I think that when we think about this stuff, we're also making ourselves a bit more vulnerable, which vulnerability often can be a very empowering and powerful thing, as well as also tempt you to become a little bit down about yourself as well. And so when I say being, maybe in this day or in this time when you are reflecting on yourself, things that other people say might affect you a little bit more than they have in the past, per se. And maybe that's even, if you believe in him, the work of the devil as well. Because I do believe in God, and I do believe in the devil, and I do believe that there are negative energies that work against us as well. And I think that is evident in all of our lives, and that we can work to defeat those negative energies as well. Man, we are already like more than 15 minutes into this, and it's so wordy, and I'm so ranty. And you guys, I make these typically in one take, unless I mess up and then I delete a section of it and I re-record every now and then. But so far, especially for my very ranty ones, because I have no script, like almost at all, I do it in one take, and I'm just like, whatever, this is a silly one. They can handle it. They can deal with it. Maybe they will enjoy it. I hope you guys enjoy this. There's like this thing with when I'm watching art videos on YouTube, I hate the silent ones with just music that just shows them making the art. I want to hear them talk about the art. I want to hear them talk about their lives. I want to hear them talk about anything. Anything. I don't want to just listen to music and watch the art. I love watching the art, but I also love watching the art and listening to something, some voice at the same time. So I follow very specific YouTubers who talk while making the art, whether it's real-time talking or a voiceover, which a lot of the times it's easier to do a voiceover. And so those are typically the ones I follow. But so I hope you guys enjoy these ranty ones. Hopefully you're on like a long car drive, or maybe you're trying to go to sleep and you just listen to me because I have a soothing voice. I don't know. I don't think I have a soothing voice. But hopefully this one's not too crazy for you to listen to. So getting back into our little reflections. So day three, that one happened the closest to today. And day three, I'm just not the most confident about, because this is something that I'm also working on as well. And I can only give to you advice to which I have experience in. And so far, this has been what has helped me the most in my journey to positivity and trying to manifest success for my future. And I'm so messy about this particular subject because this is the one that I'm least consistent in and the one that I need most work in. And so, like my analytics say, a lot of you are younger than 17 and like between 17 and 27. And so that's right in my category. So a lot of you guys are really close in age to me. And so you know, some of you may have some very similar experiences to me already, and some of you may have way less experience, or some of you might have way more. So this one was kind of hard to write. I definitely feel like everything I said, it's true, and I feel like it needs to be said, and it's a good reminder, which, like, okay, most of these are simply good reminders, good things to remind yourself, and, like, good exercises. A lot of my exercises are writing things down. And that's because I write things down, because when you write things down, it's just another way to get that ingrained into your mind. But also, these are just like very beginning steps of making something happen, which is like manifesting, praying, and making these lists are all the beginning steps to making stuff happen. But I do think that no matter what step you are in the process of your business, no matter how long you've been in your business, I do think that these tips can help anybody, if that makes sense. I had a really hard time specifically writing the manifest section, because honestly, because I didn't really know how I would manifest in a general sense. Like, I know how I would manifest for myself and for my business, but how do I manifest for women of every career path? So that one was really difficult for me. So I'm gonna read that one, because I do think that I can elaborate more on the manifestation part. I think yesterday I did get, or for me today still, I did really good at explaining the work and receive part, but I think I lacked in explaining the manifestation part. And I feel like the prayer part is always like so, like, again, every single part of these is supposed to just be a guideline for you, to be a reminder for you, to be a great tip for you. So I feel like the prayer one is always just straight and narrow. It's always just like straight on, like you get it, you know, it's a prayer. And so the ones that kind of don't make as much sense or could be misinterpreted would be the manifestation and the work and receive one. And more specifically, the manifest one, because it's very different career path to career path. And I think I also said that in the kind of like little introduction to the manifesting future success as well. So the manifest part says, I will have the energy, the wisdom, and the knowledge to successfully run and grow my business. I will succeed in all that I do. My business will grow and provide abundantly. I will work with love and kindness. Good things are coming to me financially. My financial gains will be consistent and will be used to better myself and those I provide for. I will receive my dream clients to provide consistent work and provide consistent work and product. I will be an asset to my clients, to my coworkers, to my family, and to myself. Of course, not all of us are providing for a family. Not everybody has coworkers, and not everybody has clients. So sometimes your work, you may not specifically work with clients for your business. Maybe somebody else does that, maybe, I mean, I guess we all do have clients in a sense, but whether your client be your boss or whatever, but so I really wanted to manifest things or have a guideline of manifesting things that would help aid you in the success of your business, having energy, wisdom, and knowledge. And wisdom and knowledge are two different things. While they do intertwine, they are different. So definitely keep that in mind when you're listening to or reading this, because wisdom and knowledge are two different things, although similar. And then running and growing your business, as well, are two different but can be similar things as well. I think it's really important to manifest success. I think it's really important to manifest the idea that you will be successful in specific events, in specific tasks. So I think that it is important. Wow, I'm repeating. How many times can I say important? Take a shot. Don't drink underage. And then also just stating something as a fact to yourself in your head, in your mind, stating something as a fact will just further your ambitions, will further the universe and or God to receive that you do want this, that you will do this, that these are your intentions. So when I say, you know, be more specific, add on to your manifestations, I want you to add on to the good things are coming to me financially. I want you to add on or change it to, I will make this much money or more. I will make that much money or more. And that you will be provided for, and that you will provide for yourself. But yeah, that's so for me in that as a photographer, I have a lot of goals about how many clients I want per week, per month, per year. So my ideal would be to make $1,500 a week. That would mean for me having 3 $500 shoots a week. That's my biggest package. So somehow I need to raise my prices and get it down to 2 a week. My goal is 2 a week, 2 shoots a week. And then that would be 6 shoots a month. So maybe 1 week I don't get to. Maybe I get none. Maybe I take the week off and then I just add more to the next week. And then for 6 months, you know, have a goal on that. So I could manifest how many clients I'm going to get. I could say, I will have 2 shoots next week. Or I will have 2 shoots every single week next month. Or I will make $1,500 every week next month. I will make $6,000 next month. I think these are very tangible goals, and I think these are important to tell ourselves and important to put out into the universe and important to ask of God if you believe in God. I believe in God. So I would be asking this of God as well. But God doesn't just want you to ask for things. He wants you to take action. I was watching the show Self-Made, and she said, God blesses those, or God gives to those who give to themselves, who take for themselves, who create success for themselves. God will bless them. That whole idea, to me, it just rings so true. So going throughout the rest of the week, keep these in mind. Keep these ideas and these points in mind, because they are so true. They're so true. And I hope that this helps you maybe reflect back on these days, maybe make more sense of it. I hope that these are helpful. I hope that these are peaceful. I hope that you're enjoying these. I hope that you enjoy these random days where I just talk about everything and anything and make jokes. And my whole goal is to spread joy to you guys. And I love you all so much. So again, thank you for listening to me. I cannot thank you guys enough. I think it's amazing that there are people who actually listen to my podcast. That's crazy to me. So people listen to me rant. That's insane. Anyway, thank you guys so much. I love you. Have a great day and rest of your week. Bye, guys.